It's 2:41 on WTOP. The first day of summer means the end of the school year is in sight, and while the kids are looking forward to a break from the academic grind, you want to avoid what educators call the summer slide.
Joining us to talk about that, one Ann Dolan, president of Educational Connections Tutoring. How you doing, Ann?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Hillary.
Great to have you. Why don't you explain that summer slide and why it is so important for kids to keep up their academic skills over summer?
Well, we know that kids lose about 2.5 months of progress in language arts and up to 3 months of progress in math over the summer. So it really is important for kids to keep practicing academic skills. But you don't want to go overboard as a parent. You need to find that happy medium between learning and play.
Well, how do you find that balance?
Well, there are a lot of things parents can do to disguise learning. For example, if your child is learning multiplication and decimals, put them in charge of figuring the tip every time you go to a restaurant this summer. And when you're shopping, he can estimate the sales tax on the items you buy. Other parents have found that squeezing in strategy through good old-fashioned board games is actually a great learning experience for kids. So consider a family game night once a week where your child gets to pick the game. Games like Payday, Connect Four, and Scrabble are all great ways to practice skills and have a lot of fun, too.
So here's an issue that I think a lot of parents have to deal with, and that is students assigned summer homework who don't start till the middle of August. That's a problem.
Yes, it is a problem. It's pretty common for kids to wait until the last minute, but that's never a good idea because it really stresses everybody out in the family. When you wait until the last minute to do an essay or a math packet or read a book, you're often in trouble. So a good idea is to sit down with your child at the beginning of the summer and figure out exactly what he or she has to do. If it's a book that needs to be read, discuss a start date, when he'll start reading, and then when in the summer he needs to be about a third of the way through the book and about two-thirds of the way through. And then jot those interim little due dates on a calendar in a public place, such as a refrigerator, and check in with your child from time to time to make sure he's on track.
Some tips on getting kids to read for pleasure, not just because they have to.
You know, sometimes as parents, I think we make reading punitive, and we say things like, go up to your room and read right now. And oftentimes, especially with reluctant readers, that doesn't go so well. So if you have a young child who has difficulty reading independently, you may need to read with him or her to just get him started. So maybe you read a page, your daughter reads a page, or you read two pages, she reads one page. Also, sometimes having the whole family in on the act is a great idea. Setting aside 20 minutes a few nights out of the week where everybody sits down and reads is fantastic. It could be a book, a magazine, even the sports section from the morning paper. The material isn't really that important, but the act of relaxing and reading is what counts.
All righty, Ann. Thanks so much and happy summer.
Thank you.
Thanks. Ann Dolan, president of Educational Connections Tutoring.
It's 2:44.